Welcome to The Unlabeling Effect, where three distinctive women daringly dive into some taboos with the intention to normalize the uncomfortable yet vital conversations. We are ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery with comrades like you. In building a healthy relationship, there is only so much you can do because, in fact, there is another person at play. And it can be tricky to find the balance between catering to other people's needs and safeguarding ours. During our last episode, we discussed spotting the equal willingness to work on a relationship, and that is just the beginning. In this episode, we will dive deeper, even deeper, on what exactly should we look out for in building a healthy relationship. I'm your host, Vivian, and with me, as always, are my two lovely ladies, Melody and Rita. The question I'm asking is, how do you make that decision to be, okay, this is just not for me, and I'll move on, versus I want to work it out with this person?
I think it looks at the pattern of his behavior, of how he reacts on your emotions and feelings when you flag it up to him. Because, like, not being sexist, but then girls are just easily being triggered by minor stuff because we just feel it more when we picked up something. That's why we are having a higher tendency to voice up a problem in a relationship and quote-unquote start a conflict. But then how he addressed that problem is the key things that I look into. For example, I could feel anxious that, oh, you disappeared for 4 hours. What were you doing? If he could address that insecurity and validate that emotion, although it's not a we situation here, it's just my feeling got a bit hurt because of your behavior. If he could not dismiss it or make a protocol, if it happened in the future, what should we do to make you feel better? That is the thing that I could see you are doing something about it, instead of thinking that, right, oh, you are being a woman, you're being sensitive, you know?
It's very useful for what Rita said, to observe the patterns instead of their words or their behavior, because behavior can be learned. Then after a conversation, they can, you know, temporarily quote unquote fix that. Always see the patterns and whether you are okay with those repeated behavior. I think that is what you need to value the most.
I actually think another quality that's very important to play a big role in a relationship is equalness. Like whether both parties actually feel equal and you have, you know, similar input, not financially, but emotional input, willingness to change.
Like 100%. The relationship that I'm having now, what I really like is the equalness, as Melody suggested. Older me would be hoping that the other person would ask what happened to you, to an extent that he would take the initiative to ask that question. But right now, he communicated with me that you have to meet me in the middle. You have to tell me what's going on with you, because even I could read you, but I don't want to read you, because I don't think there is a need that we have to read each other. So now I have to tell him. He would then come to a solution or talk to me about it. I have to do the first step of telling him that I feel this, but not guessing.
Yeah. And I think it's so true. Like if you want to build a healthy relationship, it won't just come your way. You really have to be the person to be more proactive, right? You need to ask, right? You need to voice up. That's something we should encourage people to do more. But also what you just said, actually, we can ask our audience to revisit our season 4, episode 1. So it's about love language. And it's actually very important to communicate your love language and what you'd like, what you don't like. Maybe some people would prefer acts of service. Some people would prefer physical touch. Like, you know, being able to communicate that would also help building a healthy relationship, because your partner would know what he or she could do to make you feel more secured, more satisfied, more fulfilled.
Okay, so those are all valid points. Like you have to communicate, you have to ask for it. But when there's another person at play, I think the tricky point is to work and adapt to the other person's style as well. Because you need to respect the other person and you want the same, right? So to generalize to be like, you know, like this is A, B, C, D, E that I want in a relationship, especially new ones, how do you determine when's the right time to tell him this is what I don't like and this is what I need, but how to really execute it?
To me, it comes natural because we learned about another person more every time a conflict happened, because that person's needs were not fulfilled. That's why she got hurt in the first place. And how he reacts to it is actually forming a little system there. Once the system is kind of established, you could know this is your safe space now. Then you take the relationship to another level to be more committed or invest more emotionally. I feel like everything comes natural because it's accumulated experience and learnings.
I think you had a good point, Rita, about how you see conflict. A lot of people might have a misconception that every time when it comes to having a conflict, oh, it's bad. Know that conflict is a good way to resolve certain problems or issues of a relationship. Conflict is actually just a way or a presentation of certain misalignment. So I think it really depends on how you see that.
That mindset has to be in both party though. Not only the one that will try to voice up, way that she or he voices up is important as well, because is it like a lashing out situation? If that is the situation, of course, conflict is bad because to another person it's a burden. Like, what did I do wrong now again? But if another person is like a constructive one, another person wouldn't be a defensive mode. So the whole thing has to be a two-way street, as we said earlier. Yeah.
So what you're saying is to learn as you go.
Because if you just laid off there, that person will be so pressurized because he wants to impress you and do all the lists. But relationships should be fun and easy as well. Life is hard itself. When you come home, you want to have something lighthearted, playful as well.
I don't know. I think relationship people expect it to be easy, but it's not.
It should feel easy from the get-go, like the feeling of attraction and, you know, the conversations and stuff like that. But when you decide that you want him or her in your life, then that's where the hard work kicks in. And you have to kind of like face your trauma. You have to face your so-called bad habits.
To be honest, even though Viv said, you know, the communication part is not difficult, I don't think so. Maybe you guys are more confident in raising that, but I doubt, or I've seen couples or people just, they just rather put it on the side and just don't communicate it. And then that miscommunication or that misalignment of those two people's like vision on that relationship would just, you know, become further and further from each other. I also struggle to have that conversation or start that conversation. It's not as easy as we said to communicate certain unsatisfied qualities or traits.
And that's why relationship is work. It should feel easy, but the work behind is hard. That's why what I feel like from my learning is that do not keep on having this reflective question all the time. It does make the relationship a bit heavy. I came out of a pretty toxic relationship earlier, so I did have a lot of insecurities, a lot of things that could trigger me. So in the initial stage of my existing relationship is that I would constantly ask questions to seek validation, to seek for reassurance, because I was just scared. I'm just scared in everything. But then if I kept on having all these reflections and doubting and criticizing or asking loads of deep questions, it lost the fun. He also mentioned that he had to be in the right head space to answer those questions. He would also like to have the time to think about it. So if I ask it every day, he would feel pressurized. My needs is to talk about it. And his needs is that we keep the fun, playful side of the relationship. And this hard work, we will have a designated time to just talk about it. So both parties will be in a growth, healthy mindset to talk about these things instead of, you know, you just finished partying and you just receive a call from a girlfriend asking you all these questions. You know, those could be making his heart sink a bit, I would say.
That is scary.
But I do think you have a point.
I like maintaining the ratio between reflective growth and leisure. I think that's like a very important point. Like, of course you can talk about yourselves all day, right? But don't forget to go to the beach and do nothing, like in a relationship with someone.
I don't know about you, but I learned so much from these two super women today. It's only not long ago that I finally felt like I have the ability to build healthy relationships around me. No joke, I spent years working on my inner critic, my trauma, and all that just to realize that now I have to develop more patience to observe and fully accept people as who they are. At the end of the day, there is only so much you can do. You can work hard on your communication skills. You can grow as much as you can to make sure you have something to put on the table. But a heavy, loud, big but, how the other person reacts and how they're internally wired are completely out of your control. With that being said, just go out and have fun. Kiss people that are genuinely good for you and eventually gonna stay in your life. They come in moments where you least expect it. That's all for today's episode on the secret to building healthy relationships. Join us again next time for our next episode. Does your behavior align with your expectations or intentions? Thank you for tuning in, and let's continue the conversation on Instagram at unlabelingeffect. Please subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and iTunes and give us a rating. Until then, dare to feel, dare to be real.